Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host, Damon, and today I'm very, very excited about three very special guests that we have to recap our recent youth retreat. And let me introduce them. We have Micah Benuya. Welcome to the show, Micah.
Thanks for having me.
We have Alyssa Miyake. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we have Sam Lee. Welcome, Sam.
Hi.
So with all of our guests, guys, we always talk about one question, which is, what has God been highlighting to you recently? So we wanted to make this one more specific to the retreat. So for each of you, what is something that God really highlighted to you while you were at the retreat?
I think that's a good question, just because there's so much for each individual person to talk about. For me personally, I think it's just like realizing how God's moving in our lives, even if we don't see it necessarily. I think retreat has just given so much perspective and like opened my eyes to see all the different ways God's moving in individuals or other people's lives and my own. So I think just being able to experience him over this past weekend was really special.
And I think that's something too that we want this podcast to be about, is an opportunity for people to see the different ways that God is moving. And so hopefully in the same way that you were inspired, that's how people feel listening to the podcast. And hopefully, especially after this one, they'll feel that same way too, hearing from three of our amazing youth. So Alyssa, what about for you? What's something that God highlighted to you at retreat?
I think God really highlighted to really be present. We don't have access to our phones during retreats. They get locked away. And so really the only thing that we have access to is just talking to each other and playing games. And so being present specifically, I think that going into senior year, I think there's something like a lot of things to worry about or look forward to in the future, like applying to colleges, what am I going to major in? But I think God really just highlighted to be present in the moment and just live in it.
Was it really difficult not having your phone for a weekend?
I mean, sometimes I was thinking about it, but then other times I was like, no, like I needed a break from it.
That's good. That's good. How about for you, Sam?
For me, I think coming into retreat, I was struggling kind of with a lot of uncertainty and just kind of wanting control in my life. And I feel like that was kind of what was highlighted to me throughout the weekend, where it's like I have to surrender control because, you know, I wasn't like a few days before I wasn't even sure if I was going to be able to make it to retreat because I got COVID. A lot of people that I know like passed away kind of recently, which kind of sucked. And, you know, school's coming up. But I feel like during the retreat, just the idea of surrendering control over that and just letting like God take over was very highlighted and very evident. And, you know, it still sucks. You know, you want to have control over your life. You want to kind of know what you're going to do the next day. But like what Alyssa said, like being present is so much more important than knowing what the next day holds. Because, you know, God has it. It's in his plan. And, you know, whatever comes next, you just have to live in it, I guess.
So for each of you guys, the past few years have been a little bit different, right? Going through pandemic, and then now you guys are looked at as more of the core team for Magnetic and the youth group. And so for each of you guys, has this retreat experience been different than the previous ones? Because I don't even remember if you guys have all been to a retreat previously, but has it been different? This one being older, being more of the main group versus when you guys were younger?
Yeah, I think just my last in-person retreat, I think maybe I was in 7th grade, obviously, or maybe 8th grade, but obviously being, or going into my junior year now, I've gained so much knowledge and perspective, experience. So I think just being able to be aware of what's happening around me is so much more... I could receive so much more. I think going into my first retreat, I was kind of just like, okay, we're going to talk about Jesus and read the Bible and like, you know, hang out and live together for a little bit. And that's going to be cool. But I think in this retreat, having a different mindset going into it, like being able to help others grow and just really share this really special experience. Yeah, it was just really cool, and it's more impactful for me, I think.
So as you've gotten older and now that you're pouring more back in, it the impact is actually really good because you're pouring in, but you're really changing at the same time too.
Right, right.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I was looking at my encouragement notes since we do those every single retreat, and I've been to 4 retreats. Mm. I was very surprised. I thought I've only gone to 3, but just as I've gotten older, I think I recognize again like that impact that I have on others, and specifically like my heart for younger people, like the 7th graders or like the 9th graders since Magnetic is from high school now. I think like just my ability just to pour into them, like I really want them to feel Magnetic's family and our family culture, and I think everyone shared about that during open mic, just how amplified family was for us this past retreat.
For me, this was my first in-person retreat. Mm-hmm. I went to the Zoom retreat. Well, went to, but, you know. And it's a whole, like, different experience almost. Like, you know, you can get the teachings, you can get some of the, you know, games and stuff on Zoom, but it's not quite the same as just, like, you know, being in person and being face-to-face and, like, playing board games with everyone. And then, you know, I feel like the teaching times are more impactful when, you know, I'm sitting next to, like, you know, my family. So I guess it's just like a lot of my growth with Magnetic has kind of been through Zoom. Mm-hmm. So coming into this retreat, it was like a lot more, it was a big change, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I got just as much and more out of this weekend than I did, you know, a good chunk of all the Zooms. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, living with, you know, your family for a few days just really changes kind of how you see them in a good way. So, you know, yeah, I don't know.
Alyssa, you'd mentioned a culture of family, and I know that's one of Jerry's really values for Magnetic, is that you guys experience family, and what does family look like? So for our listeners that aren't a part of Magnetic or haven't been a part of Magnetic, can you guys share a little bit about what that looks like, and especially how that is played out at a retreat and how you guys experience family together during a retreat?
During retreat, again, we don't have access to our phones. We don't really watch TV, none of that stuff. So we really just spend a lot of time playing games with each other, being super competitive, but it's always super fun. We have like a morning session, and then we have a lot of free time in between, and then we have a night session. So during the free time, we are either playing in the pool together, playing games, prepping for the next meal, or really just like spending a lot of time together. Even for a lot of introverts out there, including myself, I'm still like talking to everyone or just like trying to have one-on-ones and really just trying to like spend my time connecting with others. And I think that's how family is really just shown, just within the conversations, in the games, in the times that we just spend quality time together. And so we also like really try to encourage each other. When we were doing a worship workshop with the Auntie Marcy led, we were jumping all together, we were dancing together, and I think, like, family is just doing things together, doing life together.
Yeah, kind of bouncing off what Alyssa said, it's, you do a lot of things just together, and, like, doing everyday, like, household tasks kind of cultivates that bond, I guess.
What are some of the household tasks that you have to do?
Oh, okay, well, I was part of the dinner team, so I helped cook dinner. That was really fun, with Micah.
Yeah.
he cut his finger.
Oh yeah. That wasn't
oh
fun.
Gosh.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Just quick side tangent. I was chopping onions, not well, apparently. So I sliced my finger open on the first day and everyone was like, Micah. And I was like, yeah.
He was okay though. He was okay.
Yeah. I'm fine.
Yeah. But, you know, people wash dishes like Cindy and Alyssa. Really. Oh
yeah.
Wait.
That's our thing.
Okay. Cindy. Yeah.
That's your thing. So you enjoy doing the dishes.
Yeah, I think just, like, again, doing it together. Sydney and I started to do that when we were prepping for YWAM stuff, and it just kind of carried on to all the other retreats as well. So something like the chore we do together.
Oh, so you guys volunteer for that even?
Right, yeah. We sign up. We sign up for the different chores.
Okay, so what are some of the other chores that people have to do?
And then, you know, like cleaning up after meals, preparing lunch, and, you know, just kind of stuff like that. Just doing those things with, like, the people around you just cultivates that bond that kind of is like a family. Because, you know, like in a family, you know, you're doing chores, even if you don't like them, you know. You're doing them with your family and, you know, stuff like that. And then also just spending time together, you kind of create that. And then a big part is the vulnerability. Mm-hmm. When like we have our teaching times and all that, it's, we're not really like judging everyone. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that really adds to the family feel of Magnetic, mm-hmm. where, you know, sometimes with your friends, they'll like, they'll make a face if you say something, they'll be like, but you know, I've never really had that when I'm sharing something that's like personal to me or something that like means a lot. Everyone really, it feels like they, you know, actually care, which I feel like is maybe for me the biggest factor that contributes to the kind of like family aspect of it.
Yeah, fun game for the people at home. Count how many times we say family, because it's going to come up a lot. But yeah, I really can't stress it enough. Like, these are like my brothers and sisters. These are like my siblings, not just like, oh yeah, these are these people I'm friends with and they're around my age, so they're my sibling. But like, nah, I really think of these people as brothers and sisters.
Although your sibling did actually
That's
go
true.
This time.
Yeah, Mimi went. That was kind of weird, definitely. But I'm obviously used to living with her, so... But yeah, I think just the aspect of living with these people is so fun and such like an opportunity. Obviously, when you show up on Sunday, it's like 2 hours-ish and you can like you see them, you talk to them very like surface level. But I think when you start to live with these people, it's like, oh, I know your habits and I know like who you are and how you function. And I think kind of going off what Sam said, the chores, they don't feel like chores. It feels more like, yeah. Oh, I get to do this, right? Which is so weird.
So parents out there, don't you wish that your kids felt that same way about chores? So Jerry must be doing something right. So maybe you should ask him for some tips on how to get your kids to enjoy doing their chores.
Most definitely, yeah. I think it's like, it feels more fun. Obviously, it'd feel way different, like just doing them by yourself. It's like, oh, I have to do this, but... even like when you're really tired, you're coming off of like a really long session, but it's like, oh, it's time to make dinner. Like, oh, like I'm excited. It's not just like dragging my feet, like groaning at, you know, it's like you're there and you're like, you get to do this stuff with these people and you're in this moment. So I think that's really special.
Segueing off of something you kind of mentioned a little bit is the difference between a retreat atmosphere versus a Sunday morning atmosphere. So for people that haven't experienced what a retreat is like, can you share a little bit about the differences between a Sunday morning, how your experience is on a Sunday morning versus your experience at a retreat and what that does for you?
I think it's almost like polar opposite, at least the Sundays before retreat and the actual retreat. My dad kind of touched on this, but like before retreat, people were like not talking to each other. Mm. Like it was like dead silence, which is really weird because obviously like how we're talking it up now, but it was like dead silence. We were kind of just like either really tired or just I don't feel like talking to these people, not because we don't like these people, but just like I can't I'm not in this place. But I think retreat was a breakthrough in terms of social interaction, just being able to be real with people. And I think that carries on into one, this past Sunday, and two, just our interactions in general. We're much more active, like, talking to each other and, like, starting conversations rather than just, like, good morning, oh, good morning, right? But, like, actually having, like, energetic interactions. I think that's really special. Mm.
Yeah, I kind of feel like as you're sharing, and especially as you guys have been sharing this whole time, that maybe the enemy didn't want you guys to experience what you were able to experience the few weeks before. So maybe there's a little bit more spiritual warfare going on the weeks prior, which could lead to some of that not wanting to talk to each other, because he knew what this retreat was going to be like. And he wanted people to come in discouraged, but it sounds like it didn't work. Alyssa, how about for you? How is it different for you Sunday morning versus at the retreat?
I think retreats, you just like, it's amped up from a Sunday morning. Just the amount of time you spend together. We had sessions Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So the 3 days, you really, again, like, go super deep and super vulnerable, especially I feel like at the night sessions. And like a Sunday morning is great. I think it's great for camaraderie and just connecting with others and like catching up once a week. But like when you hit retreat, it's like, oh, it's time. Like it's time to go to work. It's time to really put in the effort of connecting with others. Like you have a limited time of like having these one-on-ones or limited time to do the chores together and really just experience all a retreat is. And something like Jerry preaches a lot is just to bring it, especially for retreats. Because you never know what's going to happen. You never know what God is going to work through for you personally or for the group. So that's why it's just really important to bring all that you have and like put forth your best effort and just like allow God to move within you.
Sam?
I think a big reason it feels different is like we all fasted from something before retreat. And I feel like that kind of gets us more focused on God over, you know, hey, we're going to go have a fun time with my quirky friends and in a house, you know. So I feel like that really helps set the tone, kind of. And then also part of the reason it really ends on an impactful note for me is because we have multiple different teachings that really like build into each other. So it's not like, you know, like part of the things with Sundays is like, yeah, you know, we can keep talking about a topic for a while, but there's like a week in between, you know, different teachings and stuff. But with retreat, it's only like, you know, a few hours between each teaching. And then I feel like the leaders do a really good job of like putting them together. So, you know, while maybe the like last message feels the most impactful, it's because of what the other teachings did. And I feel like you don't really get that on a Sunday because, you know, life happens within a week. You kind of lose focus on that. So, yeah, that's why I kind of feel like it's more impactful.
You guys are really good at making my job really easy. So the next thing I wanted to talk about was talking about some of the content and some of the teachings that you guys actually had. We want to know, what did you guys learn? What are some of the things that you guys talked about? So can you guys share with us a few of the different things that you guys learned? Again, for this one, you guys don't have to be super specific on in terms of, you know, for example, if there's a time where you guys did something about sharing sin or anything like that, you don't have to be specific on that. But we want to know, what are some of the things that you guys talked about? What are some of the things that you guys learned at retreat that were so impactful? Because if they're impactful for you, they might be impactful for someone else that's listening.
Yeah, so our main theme kind of centered around the idea of wholeness and how to kind of achieve wholeness through God. One of the reoccurring teachings kind of was the idea of voice. Your voice has power. And I feel like I'm going to focus on kind of that, but it's just, I lean more introverted, and I feel like the voice teachings really spoke to me because, you know, a lot of times I won't say something when I'm, you know, out somewhere, and I guess, like, hearing that kind of reaffirmed that, you know, I have value, I guess. Like, my words have value. One quote that I really liked was, your conversation has value. And I guess knowing that kind of in the back of my head throughout the weekend, because that was, like, one of the earlier messages, really helped me be more meaningful with what I said. Which, you know, going back to what I said, like, builds into everything. So I guess that really just like set the tone, because that was our first like Thursday night message. So for me, that was really impactful, I guess. But that was only one of the teachings.
I think for me was the topic of forgiveness was huge. And I think it was huge for a lot of people as well. Mm-hmm. It was our last night. It was the last topic. And again, that buildup from the rest of the retreat leading up to the last night is huge usually. But I think personally, it was just really good. Like, that's just one word I can describe. It's just really, really good. I think for me, it was like really relieving to know like, hey, like I have this choice of forgiving someone. And I also have this choice of telling them that I forgive them. So I think that time for me was very personal and also just like a time with me and God where I was like very relieved. And also like it kind of like trickled on to for me to say like, oh, like I want to forgive other people as well. So I think that process of wholeness that Sam mentioned earlier is that it takes time, takes a lot of time. And it's not just one quick fix. It's not going to be healed in a moment. So like moving forward, like after retreat, I think I realized too, is like this time of healing and this time of achieving wholeness, is a process. It's going to take a long time, you know? So, yeah.
I think a really impactful session for me, we talked about four doors. So like the different stems of where our sin can come from. And it's not like to
okay, can you explain what the four doors are?
I don't know if I remember all the off the top of my head. What are they? They're
fear.
Fear, sexual sin, witchcraft, and there's one more.
Anger.
I think it was anger.
Yeah, anger? Okay.
I think it's anger. Yeah.
Assuming it's one of those things. Hopefully it's one of those four. But I think it's not to like pinpoint like all the different places where you suck, right? It's not to like put you down, but it's more just to be like, okay, where am I struggling, and like how can I shut those doors, right? And I think getting prayed for by leaders to shut those doors was like a really impactful time, and I think on top of or going on to that like idea that like it's not showing where you suck. I think like for me personally, I struggle with self-deprecation. Like being like, oh, like putting myself down rather than blaming others. Not to say you'd blame others either, but yeah. So I think just like the enemy was constantly trying to like throw me off my groove the whole entire retreat, but just realizing and having the self-awareness that, oh, like this is the enemy. I'm not going to let it sway me. I'm going to like be locked in, like let my body be submitted to my soul be submitted to my spirit, and my spirit be submitted to to the Holy Spirit, right? I think it's just like, you're in this moment and you gotta just like lock in. It's not like, oh, like this is cool, I guess I'll listen to this, you know, but it's like, it's not like, yeah, I guess I'll say this prayer, but it's like mean it and like really be intentional about it.
I think the way that you sum that up with using some of the things that we learned from cleansing seminar, which is the alignment prayer that you kind of had mentioned, I think that's a good way for us to recognize the different ways that God wants us to be fully present with Him and fully aligned with Him. And I think that's really cool. So coming off of retreat, are there different ways that you guys have taken the things that you learned at retreat and used them? I mean, it's been a few weeks since you guys have been at retreat. Are there ways that you've noticed already how retreat has changed you and changed the way that you interact with other people?
For me, so like Alyssa said, we talked about forgiveness a lot. And you know, it's not like, oh, you took my toy truck on the playground. You know, it's not like that. It's, you know, what's stuff that we're like holding on to that we need to like let go. So for me, there's like some people that I decided to forgive that I've, you know, been harboring a lot of kind of resentment towards. And I feel like I've seen them in the past week. And it's really a weird feeling, you know, cause it's not like all gone, you know, it's just the beginning of the healing process from that and letting go. But, you know, you sort of see them in a different light where it's like, you're not as, man, I really don't like this person, or man, they really like, you know, you're not, I said this already, but you're like not upset at them. And I feel like my interactions with that person have been a lot better already. And, you know, I can only imagine it's going to keep going up and up. And yeah, so I just feel a lot better about my, like this person, you know?
So it seems like the forgiveness process has actually set you free from the resentment that you were holding. Mm-hmm. So that now that you're able to interact with this person a lot better.
Yeah, a lot more positively.
So there's freedom in forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I believe, that forgiveness is part of the heart of forgiveness. And that's why God continually wants us to forgive, is so that we can be set free and we don't have to hold all those things in.
Mm-hmm. One of the sessions that Auntie Marcy led was the worship workshop. And I kind of touched on it before, but we were all jumping together, we were dancing together, doing all these movements together, again, without feeling judged and just trying to, again, like, be present. And I think, like, after doing that workshop and then following the night session with worship, I think specifically for me, I felt more free and more willing just to shut everyone out and just, like, have a me and God moment. And, like, not pay attention to what other people are doing or, like, how they're worshiping God, but just truly, like, have a date with God. Mm. And I think for me, sometimes it's, like, it's really hard for me to focus because I just have, like, a lot of things going on. If you see the calendar, it's quite busy. A lot of purple, that's my color. But because of that, it's just, like, my mind's going to all different places. It's like, oh, I have this to worry about, or I got this next, I have to do this, and all these, like, little tasks. But I think, like, moving, like, after retreat is, like, God is, like, really pushing me to focus. And I think that worship session really hit for me because of that, because God was, like, no, like, keep your eyes on me, focus, Alyssa, like, close your eyes, pretend no one else is here, just Auntie Marcy singing, and you there with me. So, again, like, God just, like, really pushed me to be more focused on him and really just to, like, worship for him, not for anybody else.
Yeah, when Alyssa says that her calendar is packed, it really is packed, because when we were trying to set up getting everybody together, she was the one that had, I can't do this day, and I can't do this day, and I can't do this day, and I can't do this. It's like, okay, well, how about you just tell me when you can do it, not when you can't, because it seems like every day you can't do it. So very thankful that she made some time for it to come on and share. Okay, Micah, how about for you?
I think there are just so many different impactful points after retreat. I think the main two I want to touch on are, one, kind of what Alyssa was saying, just, like, worship, right? It's not like, the music's nice. Like, it sounds sonically good, but, like, no, like, I can praise God in whatever moment. Mm. And, like, I'm a big music guy. A lot of hip-hop, a lot of rap, a lot of R&B, whatnot. And, like, my mom obviously leads worship. So she's like, oh, yeah, why not, like, worship? And, like, I like worship, but I wasn't actively like, oh, yeah, let me listen to some worship music. Mm. But I think in this past week, it's like, wow, like, worship has so much impact, and, like, it speaks to me on, like, a very, very personal level. Mm. So a lot of Maverick City in the rotation currently.
Yeah.
and I think just in general, the underlying theme of the whole retreat was, yeah, just being present, right? So I think it's bled through in all of my interactions with other people. Mm. It's not like, oh, yeah, like, dragging my feet to help my mom put away groceries. It's like, it's not like, oh, like, shrugging someone off when I'm texting them, but, like, being intentional with the time I have on earth in general, right? Which obviously earth, like, our lives are a long time, I hope. But, like, being intentional with every single moment, make sure I don't have any regrets, right? So constantly being able to be the best person I can be was, like, really highlighted this past week. So I think whether that's, like, reading my Bible constantly or listening to worship music, obviously not to say I've been the perfect Christian this past week. I felt so good. But it's like, it's kind of like getting on and off a horse, right? Like, you're riding the horse and you fall off, but you don't just give up. You, like, get back on the horse and keep going. So I think it's a constant battle, but it's staying intentional and remembering what the end goal is. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen how high we can go. So, like, let's get back up there. Let's stay up there rather than be like, oh, it'll probably come to me eventually. But no, like, actually being intentional with the time we have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like that's been something that's been highlighted the past couple episodes. I last week, Mindy had shared that that's been something that God's really been impressing on her, is how is she using her time and how is she being intentional with her time. So I feel like that's part of the season that we're in, is just being more intentional with our time. You know, as a church, we're in a season of fasting, and you know, we're trying to be intentional about what are we praying for, and really wanting to focus on looking at the influences that you guys have as youth and our children, and the different influences that the world is having. So before we close, I wanted to give you guys an opportunity to really be intentional about saying your voice matters. So is there something that you guys would like to say to the people that are listening? This can be totally related to the retreat. This could be totally unrelated to the retreat, but just something that you feel like you would want to leave with them. It could be an encouragement. It could be just something that you guys are going through. It could be just letting the people know some of the different struggles that high schoolers are going through nowadays that might be different than, you know, things that people are going through 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. I mean, it's been 20 years since I've been in high school, so I'm sure it's very different today than it was back then. So is there something that you guys would want to leave our listeners with in understanding, you know, the mind of a high school student? So the floor is yours. Go for it.
Something that I shared yesterday, we had open mic again at church, and I was wearing a bracelet, and it was given to me by one of my boss, and it said, "Don't lose your fire." And something that I shared about not losing your fire is just after you come off a retreat, I think oftentimes we're on a retreat high. And like, we're just like off of adrenaline, and we're like, "Oh my gosh, God's so good. God did this," you know, but like really just like moving forward with that. It's just like, yeah, God is good, but how can we use his goodness for his kingdom? Mm-hmm. How can we use it to impact others? Whether they're Christians or not, whether we're best friends with them or not. And I was trying to like encourage the youth to like be more intentional with their connections with others, and really just like keep it going, keep the momentum going. And like, yeah, we're gonna experience challenges. Like even for me, like I experienced some spiritual warfare during retreat, just like some minor inconveniences, like things breaking, like my zipper or like my floss or whatever it was. Like those are little things, or even like the pounding that we heard at nighttime. But just like really praying through that and really just like allowing God to work and surrendering our friends and surrendering our family, surrendering the things that we're going through to God. I think that keeps our fire going. That keeps the light within us, and really just encourages others to keep their fire going and to motivate them as well.
I think just the idea of how far we've come, I think, is so special. I think when I first got into Magnetic, I was in seventh grade, and my idea was, okay, don't mess up because this is your dad's group. Don't mess up because this is my older cousin Eve's group. Right. So I think it didn't really feel like my own. I felt like I had to fit in or fit into a specific role, know my place. But I think just seeing how far I've personally, not to gas myself up, but like see how far I've like personally come is like really special. I think God's just showing me that. So I think regardless of where you're at currently, know that this isn't the max. Right. Mm. Like there's so much more that God can give you if you choose to pursue him. Right. So I think as youth, right, we're in the name youth, we're still teenagers, we're not, most of us aren't legal adults yet, right? So I think there's so much we can do, again, not to gas us up, but like there's so much we have in store. So like I super appreciate the endless amount of support from the church in general. It's so special to feel like you have the whole church behind you. Mm-hmm. Right, so I think that's been a big part of pushing us forward. So I think I just thank everyone who's like prayed for us, or even just thought that we were cool and like doing some good stuff. But yeah,
so back to like kind of the first night, we did this thing where we learned how to find our like secret place with God. And a phrase that was kind of highlighted to me was, you have worth and you're valuable. And I feel like, you know, obviously we know that. Obviously we know, you know, you mean something to at least someone, and if no one on earth, at least, you know, in your head, you mean a lot to mm-hmm. God, and, you know, but I feel like a lot of times we kind of lose that. Obviously, not to sound like a broken record, but, you know, society is very, there's a lot of comparison, mm-hmm. especially, you know, in school. What are you wearing? What's your grades? You know, what do you look like? All that stuff. But I feel like when I heard that, it really reiterated that thought and kind of like re-put it, you know, at the forefront of my mind, where it's like, you know, you are valued. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one time at lunch during retreat, it was like, it's kind of like a main character moment where, you know, I look around, I'm like, man, my life would be drastically different if like one of these people weren't here. Cause mm-hmm. everyone in Magnetic has had such an impact on my life. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, every individual and, you know, as a group as well. So, you know, really taking a step back sometimes, you know, stopping the comparison, just think you have made an impact on at least one person's life. And keeping that in mind, you know, as we're going back to school, I feel like that can just really just change how you see others, how you see yourself, and, you know, always keeping in mind you are worth it to God above all. So,
Yeah, I think that's something that has been really highlighted to me, is just the impact that you guys are going to make on the campuses that you guys are on. And I think that's something that's cool about the way that Magnetic is you guys have so many different campuses represented in your group. And so there's so many different opportunities for each one of you guys to be a light on your campus, and that the ways that God can use you and the things that you guys are learning and how you can share that with other people on your campus. And I think that's super cool. So guys, I'm just super thankful that you guys all came on. Thanks so much for spending the time with us.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Yeah.
So until next time, may you experience God's heart for you to flourish in every season. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.